Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hi, this episode is sponsored by Rush. Rush is a series directed by the top action filmmakers, Corridor Digital. It's the story of soldiers fighting against all odds in a war-torn nation and stars Stephen Ogg from Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Walking Dead, as well as Lou Ferrigno Jr. Now, all of the episodes and the first ones are live and free right now on the Go90 app, or check out their website, go90.com. Do that ASAP as soon as we are done. Now, tonight, we're breaking down Season 3, Episode 2 of Flash called Paradox. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, hello. It's the Flash After Show, AfterBuzz TV. How's everybody doing?
So good.
Good. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. We're talking about Season 3, Episode 2 called Paradox. Let's kick it with some intros, and then we'll dive right in. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1.
I'm Tiana Hobson. I'm having a seizure. And I tweet from at the Tiana Hobson.
I'm Yael Teagle. I'm at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. And I am live in the chat. That's right. I can't handle these lives.
And Tari.
And I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
All right. If you want to watch and comment with us live, yells in the chat room. We do this every Tuesday night starting at 10 p.m.-ish. We're a little bit late tonight. It's okay. Yeah. But 10, you can also tweet with us throughout the week. We love hearing from you. Comment, subscribe on YouTube, iTunes. We love hearing from you. Let's dive into the paradox.
Yes.
So we really got to see more of this world this time.
Sorry.
Our lights are freaking out. Yeah. If you're not watching. The world of this new timeline that it seems like we're staying in for quite a while. So many things are different. We kick off the series. We're talking to Felicity about all the changes. I'm really excited by them. I think it's such a cool way to kick some like fresh energy into the show. And it's just really fun. What is everyone's initial thoughts?
I always love it when Felicity shows up anywhere. So I think she does bring a fresh new point of view. And she's the person who's talking, who Barry trusts to tell, you know, what he's done. And she's the person who's like, yo, go fix it. What are you doing sitting here with me? And that's what I love about Felicity. She tells it like it is.
Yeah. And what do you think about the changes?
The changes, I think, are great. I think it's going to be great to see where they go.
Yeah.
But I do kind of miss... I was so used to how things were, and now having to remember, oh yeah, no, that doesn't work anymore. But I'm excited about where it's
going. Yeah, there's some major changes for the series, like, on the whole, it seems, so far. What do you think, Yael?
I loved this episode. I would have really liked last week and this week to have been, like, a two-hour premiere.
I agree.
Because I feel like this was the episode we wanted, and it was so good. And a lot of people in chat are agreeing that last week was not as great as this week. Loving this episode. I really appreciate that Barry's finally asking people, like, what does this mean? What is different? Because otherwise he just keeps doing that obnoxious, like, I do know what's happening, but I clearly don't. And Felicity, amazing. I love when we see her. I love how funny she is. I love that she tells him what to do. I also really appreciated that twice this episode we broke down what is happening.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Twice they were like, let me give you... Oh, no, three times. Three times it happened because Felicity explained what was happening. She was like, let me reiterate what you just said to me. And then Jay did it and then Barry did it. Mm-hmm. Three times they were like, let me make sure you get it.
Absolutely.
I appreciated that as someone who didn't get it.
Come on, guys. Time travel's easy. It's just quantum physics.
Sure.
Sure, Tari.
That was my major in college.
Yeah.
Nice, me too.
Okay.
I feel like you have the general consensus of the group, Tari.
Yes, I share the consensus, but I'm also 50-50.
50-50 on what?
On the changes.
Oh.
So I love the idea that we get a new timeline, and that means that there's so much to explore and so many new avenues that we can travel down, because essentially we are discovering this world with Barry. The other side of it that kind of makes me sad a little bit is that we've built this world over three seasons and now we have to rediscover it. So it's like it's two sides of the same coin, in that, like, I love seeing characters grow and progress, and we get to see that with Barry, and I think we'll, for the most part, get to see it with everyone else. But it's all going to be different than what we've already established.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that is very exciting, as Tiana said, because now we have all these characters and they're introduced organically, as opposed to being like, here's a new person, just thrown into the world that you know. It's like, no, this person has been here and we don't have to get acquainted with them because everyone already knows them.
So on top of that, it makes me wonder, because we saw that there is this change in the Arrow storyline. I really am hoping that tomorrow night the show starts and you're like, who the hell are these people and what is happening? Like, it's so affected that they have things that are so weird that if you're not watching this show as well, you're confused. I really, like, I want them to do that. There's no way they're going
but
to.
What? No. Wouldn't it make perfect sense for Felicity to be like, oh, yeah. Oh, wait, no. The people in the world would not think
they
would change.
Yeah. There's a difference.
Because she didn't notice a difference.
Maybe she just, like, have to look right to camera and say, like, got it.
Though, when we do get to the, like, legend stuff, we will be able to see the differences, in that Sarah should, since they kind of exist outside the timeline, will be able to know what that Sarah, the other Sarah, existed.
Sarah/John?
Yes. And it also kind of legitimizes a storyline in that world, in that we went to a future in Legends, and there was John Jr., and you're like, wait a second, how did that happen? And now we know why.
Oh. Mm.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, I love these shows.
These writers think of so much stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, they drop the hints, like, last super season early on a different show.
Yeah.
Tell me this, though. How often did we see Diggle?
John.
Diggle's son, daughter, child. How often did we see the child?
The child was in almost every episode since she was born.
Yeah.
Okay, that negates what I was going to say about, like, well, we won't see her for a couple episodes. So
she's either shown or mentioned in just about every episode since she's been born. If she's not there, then Dig is on the phone, like, saying goodnight. Like, give my baby a kiss.
TV babies are constantly discussed. Trust
because they can't afford to keep them on set all day.
Hilarious. Okay, so we'll find out what happens at Arrow. A couple of, like, three small changes that I have to mention in this world. Cisco's hair is much longer. Iris has extensions, and Caitlin's a blonde. Should we just, like, get that covered at the start?
I did yell at Cisco to cut his hair. I did yell that.
All these hair changes, y'all.
All the hair. That's
they
how,
can't get it past us.
That's how you
us
can tell, you know, what timeline we're in and what's going on by everyone's hair.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we have to mention Tiana's favorite character, Julian Albert, baby.
I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited.
They've set him up to be, like, a rival.
A rival, and just, like, I just need to know why they don't get along. For reals. Like,
I don't trust his answer of, because I don't trust you?
No, I don't at all. There's something more. He's got a secret. He knows Barry's got a secret. What that secret is, we don't know. Everyone assumes he's Dr. Alchemy, but, like, I don't know if I believe that yet. So it's like, I know he's got something up his sleeve too, and I'm so excited.
So people assume he's Alchemy because his name is Julian Albert, and in the comics, one of the versions of Alchemy is Albert Desmond. I don't think that the writers would do two Alberts like that.
Yeah.
Like, without it being, like, on purpose, right?
Right.
They're too smart.
Lydia in the chat says, Draco Malfoy, CSI.
I love that he got to keep his British accent.
Oh, yeah. I got it a lot.
Because I thought he was going to come in and do the American accent, and I'm just happy. Yeah. I don't know why it made me very happy he did the British.
Yeah, I agree. But so, going back to the names, though, it's so obvious that, like, how could it not be...
But is it too obvious that they're trying to trick you?
It's so obvious. I mean, they know that the viewers are smart. I have no idea.
I mean, first season, they threw us the curveball with Eddie Thawne. And, you know, everyone assumed that he was going to be Eobard Thawne. So just because a character shares a name, which they don't even share, like, a last name. It's like one person's first name and the other person's last name. Yeah. That's like saying that everyone named Tari all has the same fate, essentially.
Yep.
That's exactly what it's like.
I'll just say this. At the end when he was telling Barry that he knows there's something up and he doesn't trust it, and he like put together a lot of pieces, I was like, just keep going. You're like so close, and I know you're better than this. And he is like, I'll figure it out. How have you not? How have you not figured it out yet?
He couldn't figure it out without us seeing him figuring it out, because he's doing this based off of the past year of them working together that we haven't seen yet. So we don't know all the excuses Barry has come up with in front of him. We don't know every detail why Cisco, Caitlin, and Iris all say they love him. But Barry is the only one who hates him. No one else. I was like, the whole team loves him and Barry hates him. There's something.
Well,
there's something big that happened here, guys.
Yeah.
Maybe. There's a reason.
Yeah, he's alchemy.
So they just like bad guys and Barry doesn't?
Maybe.
There was another complaint in the chat. I lost somebody who said it. It was... somebody read this name. Read this name.
Kartik Saraf.
Yep. Said that Joe and Iris's thing resolved too quickly. And I agree. I feel like everyone's like, we've decided we don't want to know that our lives were better, and we're just going to pretend that we aren't mad at each other, and we're back on Team Barry.
I would probably usually agree with you, but I was totally fine with it. Because there's so many different dynamics on the in the new season of the show, that's one that I needed back on. Mm. And also, like, if it is family, in my experience, that does forgive really, really freaking quickly when there's issues. You know, you have your drama for a while, and then it's like, okay, this was dumb. Let's get coffee. Let's go to Jitters.
Right.
All right.
I actually did not blink an eye at that.
I agree with Jeff. Kind of.
No, stop there. Just agree with me.
Kind of. I do agree that it was resolved very quickly, but I also wanted it to get resolved so we could get to something else.
I just would have liked a resolution that, like, was more than just them both going, okay.
But I do think we still will see a little bit of...
Resentment.
Or, like, a little bit of their struggle to still be nice, because... You can't just go from 0 to 100 without some sort of...
That's what I'm saying.
Hey. So I think maybe in the future we'll still see them, like, go to hug and be like, wait, do we do this now? Because we haven't in a while.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to fake, like, everything's okay in order to make everything okay. So maybe they're just faking it right now.
Fake it till you make it.
Right.
Okay.
I fake a lot of things.
I would also argue from a character standpoint, I guess from a general human standpoint, like, them learning that they all get along in another timeline could have led them to realize that, like, they could get through the issues that they have.
Okay.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
I gotta say, I love the dinner party scene when they're all eating dinner because of how horrible and awkward it was.
Yes.
And that's why I love this episode, because it was so fun with Barry saying, you know what, no one's getting along, let's all six of us go on vacation together.
Yeah. I like that Wally was like, yeah, let's do it.
I love that Barry parent trapped the whole group to get along. Yes. Like, he pulled a parent trap to get everyone in the same room to sit down.
What a reference.
I know.
Thank you.
Oh, it was very clearly parent trapped.
Oh, okay, sure.
The Lindsay Lohan version from 1998.
No.
Oh, R.I.P. Yeah,
obviously, we went back to 98. Yeah. Like, I think that's the year that movie came out.
I don't know.
Okay, tell me this. Tari, tell me this.
Hi.
You'll know the answer to this.
Maybe.
Tari, tell me.
If anybody can tell the answer, it'll be you.
Oh, pressure.
Claris is having visions and a feeling, as he described it, about his powers and the other timeline, and he goes and finds alchemy.
Yes.
Why would he have had those feelings?
So, I have a theory that he was having the visions because he's connected to the Speed Force. In the same... So, he was essentially having the other side of what Barry was having when he was in the other timeline, in that he was having flashes of memories as he was losing him, whereas Claris was having the flashes of the memories that he had lost from the other timeline, but he was essentially regaining them.
Ooh. That is a great answer.
I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have a question that I just posed that for Tari. This is for everybody. When they were saying Claris the entire time, are you not, and with their spooky voices, are you not thinking of Silence of the Lambs?
Yes.
Claris.
Claris.
Oh my god, they kept saying it. And then the British actor, who has a name? Draco, what's his name?
Julian.
Julian.
Julian Albert.
Was saying Claris,
Malfoy.
Too.
Malfoy.
Malfoy.
We're just going to refer to him.
I could not get
Malfoy.
Over their name, Claris. I was like, jeez. Their initial first chasing scene that they had together, there's some new shots going on in this season. They looked awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we've had chase scenes before, but this one I was like, yes! Also known as yas!
I feel like they finally got the budget to, make new chasing scenes.
Right.
And because they're doing so much. And I think the team that does Flash and Arrow and everything, like, they got new budgets this year to do cool things.
Yeah.
I was just thinking they've been doing it for 2 years, so they fucking improve on it more.
Right.
No, I think budgets.
What do you think?
I mean, budget be damned, darned, whatever. Language, sorry.
Is damn a bad word?
Yes. Language be darned, or no.
What are you saying?
Back to you. Yeah.
Use your words, Tari.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just so excited. I can't contain myself. I feel like kind of what Jeff was saying, that, like, even with whatever budgets constrained or not, like, they've always managed to get really good visuals and graphics in every episode. Like, I don't know if you remember King Shark, but that was bananas. So I feel like...
That was the greatest visual effect I've ever seen on TV.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of the King Shark.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
I need you to leave.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's strike two.
What was strike one?
I don't remember.
It was worth two strikes.
Oh, yes!
But yeah, I feel like they've really been stepping it up this season. And I imagine they have to, just because there's going to be so many different varieties of bad guys that they're going to need to fight, and they're going to need to keep Barry's speed interesting.
Yes. Absolutely. Which leads me to wonder, last week I was throwing shade on Rival's costume with his big feather ears.
He's Aquaman.
Right? But
it's
he also has
Aquaman-y.
His mask, I realize, comes over his nose. And so it adds like a animalistic effect, but like a cute animal, not a scary one.
Which kind of reminded me of when we saw Alchemy's costume. It reminded me of an animal too. Was that just me? Like with the, it looked like, no?
Oh, like
the
a mask. Bird.
Like a bird. Like the birds at the end of the Jungle Book that are the crows. You know, it's like that long beak almost.
It's kind
something.
Of like the Commedia dell'arte long beak, but like more pushed in.
I love it. I love that that's where your head went.
Thank you so much. But also, not every alchemist in the comics, Alchemy, has his face covered. So I'm like ready to throw the mask off. Mm. Cast it aside. Show your face. Welcome to the light. But my point about the costume of Rival, I thought like, oh, just use for one episode. They can afford to like not have it be cute. And then Rival came back.
There's Rival again.
There she is.
I liked him without the helmet.
Yeah.
And I like that he was kind of snarky. Like he's kind of the first snarky speedster bad guy we've had.
Yeah.
Like, Zoom was sadistic, and then Reverse Flash, he was just mean. He was so mean. But this one is kind of like the Flash in that he's quipping and he's really like coming at him, you know?
Yeah, I really like him without the thing on his head. Yeah. I think he's great.
He's a great actor, and I like seeing him without the mask because I really like what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to the CW for reusing their talent because he was on Vampire Diaries last season. Just throwing that out there.
Interesting.
And Spartacus, War of the Damned before that. So.
Wow, a big fan.
I am. The chat is asking if we think he is dead at the end of the episode.
I don't think that's the last we've seen of him.
Okay.
I think he is not. I think the only way I will believe somebody's dead in this series is when we see the body.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I'll still hold my breath because Barry might travel back in time and try and save them. So.
Touche. Take him over to Arrow, throw him in that pit.
We're going to start a fourth timeline. Because, I mean, if we have to draw this line on the board one more time and start drawing all the lines.
I'm going to just be honest. When you draw timeline lines on a board, you don't just do, like, you do, like, a... It's like that's not how you
down
do
and then across.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Because they run parallel to each other, not like slightly angled downward. Yeah.
Come on, Barry.
Well, what have you like our economy, it's not going down.
But also, though, like the story's being told not for the other cast members, the people in the story. The story's being told for the audience.
Yes.
So we got that exact diagram last week.
Mm-hmm.
I did not need him to pick up a marker and walk to the board to draw it for the second time. Like, he could have just verbally said it, and they could have been like, oh, I got it. And the audience would have been like, yeah, we got the diagram. Like, it's
fine. We also got the cup. Like, we get it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they want to make sure we really get it.
Okay,
yeah.
We did talk about that.
There has to be a reason why they want us to, they're hammering it into our head right now. Because
time travel's complicated.
Yeah. But I have questions that, like, I have a lot of questions. Just about time travel in general. Not in real life, in the show.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to have to sadly explain some things to you.
I really liked the scene though with his dad / Flash / not his dad in 1998.
Yes.
I thought that was a really necessary scene, and I was like, oh, they're giving us exposition that I want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was just lovely to have Barry interacting with somebody who's an equal, and they could have that dialogue.
Yeah.
So my question about this is,
do you want me to explain the cup thing?
Please. Please see. Will you speed a cup?
Yeah. Go on.
No. So Jay Garrick.
Yes.
Who we see in 1998. But last season, that Jay Garrick was from Earth 3.
Correct.
So Barry is traveling back in time still on Earth 1.
Correct.
So how is he now in Barry's 1998?
He's in the Speed Force.
Yes. He uses the Speed Force to traverse the different Earths.
So he can do that.
Yes.
Barry just,
I mean,
doesn't go to Earth 3 ever.
I mean, not on purpose. We saw last year, last season, that he managed to go to Supergirl's Earth just through speed alone. So, like, through the Speed Force, you are able to, one, travel through time and space and time-space.
Okay, so I guess my real question was just making sure that they were still on Earth 1 and that Barry hadn't somehow gone to 1998 in Earth 3's timeline.
I don't believe so.
Okay, I'm staring at you like you have all the answers and you know for sure.
I mean, I can tell you things and they sound pretty. I will say, I just want really quick, I want to give a shout out to like John Wesley's ship. Because he did a really good job of distinguishing the Barry's father character from Jay Garrick.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he felt like a different person.
Yeah.
Which was really well done.
I definitely felt that he was a different person.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, I don't like this guy. I liked Barry's dad.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of Jay Garrick.
Oh, No, I like him a lot. Okay. I also, so the issue I have with shows that deal with magical and powers and these realms.
Science.
Yeah.
That deal with science.
And global warming and politics and debates. never mind. I was going to say something. Okay, so my issue is that anything is possible. And so this scene set up the rule that if you travel back in time too much, there are consequences. And so you cannot travel back in time every episode. Because without this, as the audience, I find that I'm wondering, why is he just travel back in time? And then that could solve every problem, literally ever.
But we didn't we learn that last season when the Death Eaters came in?
It was Death Eaters came out. But even in season one, Harrison Wells warns Barry about going back in time and changing things. And
but Harrison doesn't know because he maybe he did. I don't know. But I would say like the Death Eaters, I would argue that that's a lesson that Barry had to learn on his own from the Death Eaters.
Yeah.
And so, but when someone who's older and wiser is telling him with actual English words, this is the issue, then he, as well as the audience, says, like, okay, this isn't something we can rely on.
Right.
But wasn't Barry also stuck in the thing last season? And they were like, hey.
In the time force.
In the time force. And they were kind of like, hey, stop what time really traveling.
Made an impact on me this time.
Oh, okay. So it got to you. It got through to you this
Maybe
time.
Maybe that's why.
For me.
This is why they have to keep explaining it to people like you.
Yeah, I'd like to imagine they're watching this after show being like if Jeff doesn't
Jeff
get it,
Jeff still doesn't we get it, guys.
Let's try this again. Maybe with a cup and a whiteboard.
He was kidnapped and held prisoner because he was messing with time. And he's still, at the end of the season, was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back in time and fix some things.
Okay, but like Barry Allen, like maybe I'm a little sick in the head sometimes.
Dementors, not Death Eaters. My apologies.
I mean, they could be Nazi wizards. You don't know.
Anything is possible. If Draco's here, it could be Death Eaters.
Totally.
I think they were just called the Wraiths, though.
Yes, everyone keeps saying Time Wraiths. Also, Speed Force, not Time Force. Guys, I'm so excited. I'm tongue-tied. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Barry Allen... What?
Nothing.
How dare you. When Barry Allen gets back to America, and he tells the gang that, yo, listen,
Go back to America.
Yeah, he got back to America.
Okay. Yes. Go back to America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the difference in the paradox. Eddie Murphy's not here.
Got it.
Okay, so he comes to America, and he tells the gang, like, listen, I traveled time, I ruined everything, like, OMG, so sorry, but, like, I'm illy. That was the whole script.
She's your queen to be.
Stephen and the booth. How dare you?
If you don't get it, that is a clip from Coming to America, starring Eddie Murphy.
Like, 9 times Eddie Murphy. So we finally find out, like, what all the drama is, since we were, like, skirting it for the entire episode.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was happy about that.
What are you happiest about?
I was happiest about Cisco. Because it led to our vibe moment.
Yeah.
And it seems in this world, we didn't have vibe that developed yet, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I want to make sure I didn't, like, sleep through last episode.
No.
Yeah, his goggles and his gloves, and he's, like, in full command of his powers. That is something exciting and plausible, whereas maybe I didn't need a sequence where vibe is, like, throwing his energy and, like, testing it for, like, 3 episodes. Like, yeah, give it me developed powers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also brought in some powers for Caitlin, too.
So,
drama.
We hear that Alchemy is trying to Dr. Alchemy is trying to build this army and give everyone their powers. And I'm pretty sure that all that we did was guarantee us that we're getting Kid Flash!
Yes.
That's all I heard.
So, when Barry, back to like the fight scene before Vibe got there, they said, he's right there. For some reason in my head, I was like, some sort of PTSD is going to go off in Wally right now, and he's going to be like, we have to do something, and then he's going to speed off and realize that he's a speedster. That didn't happen. Vibe saved the day. So I was a little sad, but then at the end when, you know, we hear that he's preparing the world and basically giving everyone their powers back from this other world, I was like, yes, Kid Flash! I really liked him as Kid Flash.
I love Kid Flash.
I really liked that, and I missed it this episode, so I really am excited for that.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. Do you think that it's out... Listen, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I might. Cisco lost his brother, and we find out that he's livid that Barry did not go back in time to save him. Mm-hmm. I understand grief and etc., but I'm laughing because it sounds horrible as I'm saying it. I understand that he's grieving, but is that not out of character for one of like the wisest characters on the show?
I agree. I feel like Cisco would not would ask Barry to do something. I don't think he'd ask him to go back in time, especially because I feel like we've had Sisko tell him, like, you can't go back in time. Yeah. It ruins things.
It's a very rational character.
Yeah. And he understands the science of it. I feel like he would have asked for something else. I don't know what he could have asked for, but I would have, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that I fully agree with either of you on this one, mm-hmm. because I feel like, and remind me if I'm wrong, because I did kind of binge watch everything, but the last we saw of Dante, him and Sisko had finally come to terms and, like, had really embraced each other and started their friendship over again. And we know how close they were when they were younger. So I feel like at this point, he just got his brother back, mm-hmm. and now his brother is gone. So he wouldn't be thinking straight or asking Barry rational questions. He's not thinking with the science part of his brain. He's thinking of, I finally got my brother back, and now he's been taken away from me.
John in the chat says, Sisko isn't wise. He may be smart, but not wise. Mm.
Ooh, I mean, I could agree with that.
Yeah.
And kind of to Tiana's point, I agree with you.
Yes.
And I'm going to throw Jeff's own logic behind him in that, as Jeff said, you know, when we have things like time travel, it makes you wonder why he can't just fix all problems with time travel. Mm-hmm. And so you would imagine that Sisko would kind of think the same thing, especially because his brother wasn't killed by, like, a metahuman. It was just a random accident, you know? Like, so I could see if it was an act of malice, but it was just something that happened. So you might think that it won't affect time too much.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like if Sisko were going to ask, he would have asked, like, the next day. And then you're just really going back one day, and that can't change too much.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. While we're talking about the changes, I think we should jump ahead to the Caitlyn.
Yes. Thank you.
It looks like everyone's becoming, like, the metahuman we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if, in this version, if, like, Killer Frost is gonna become, like, as evil as other iterations we've seen so far.
Everyone is very excited in the chat about Caitlyn being evil, except for, I guess, one person. But everybody else is like, I can't wait for Caitlyn to be evil. I just think she's being dumb for not saying anything, right? Like, after we have this big old speech about how we don't keep secrets and we don't lie to each other.
And it's National Coming Out Day.
Yes, like, girl.
Caitlyn.
It's okay.
Come out as who you are, girl. We are here to accept you.
I actually thought when he was saying, like, unless you're secretly, and I totally, for some reason, was like, oh, maybe there was no Ronnie and she's gay. Like, that would be such an interesting twist. But no, she's Killer Frost.
Yeah.
The lesbian character is coming on Supergirl.
Yeah. I forgot what show I was watching.
Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry that happened to you.
Okay, yeah. I'm more excited seeing this little tidbit of Killer Frost popping up right now than I was when last season. Because I did not actually... Her Killer Frost that we saw was my least favorite of the iterations of our people that we know being metahumans on other Earths.
I will agree with you on that one, Jeff.
And I don't know if it was writing or acting or not, but I know that, like, Sisko's vibe was, like, the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got her Killer Frost, and it just was a little bit of not my thing, my flavor.
I mean, it was very comic booky, I will say, which is good. I liked it.
Yeah.
But not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah. To Yell's point about James Wesley's ship being such a subtle difference between the Flash's dad.
That was actually Tari's point.
My point was that I didn't like him. Got mad.
Okay, let me just travel back 9. Flash so, point. Tari's point you made earlier, Tari.
Oh, yeah.
About John Wesley Shipp's subtle acting between the difference between the Flash that he now plays on the show and the dad. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Not over the top. I think that Caitlin's Claire Frost, a little over the top.
I feel like it was supposed to be over the top, though.
Right.
Well, I didn't like it either way.
Because Earth 2 was over the top.
Yeah, well, it was, like, very much Golden Age, which was all about, like, we're heroes, as opposed to being more grounded stories.
Well, I like knowing that it's an intentional, like, choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that having the combination of that Killer Frost with the Caitlyn that we know will be a really interesting combination. I wonder if her conflict is going to be, like, whether she feels like she's turning evil, or if it'll just be her getting used to her powers and figuring out if she should join the team in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alexis in the chat says, I agree with Jeff that her other versions of Killer Frost were terrible. Rosie says, Caitlin's portrayal of Killer... Portrayal. Thank you. Of Killer Frost last season was real campy.
It was campy. Yeah. And I say that coming as a standpoint of, I love Danielle Panabaker's Caitlin. Mm-hmm. I think it's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. She's quirky and sexy. And I just wonder if maybe like they're making her a little blonder this season to like inch that way.
You're so funny with that.
She was, sorry. It just came to me. Killer Frost last season, it felt like Sandy at the end of Grease trying to be a bad girl. It's like the good girl who was trying hard to be on the bad side, but not quite getting it.
I love that. Absolutely.
The analogy I came to help you.
I just would like to clarify, people are upset with my dislike of John Wesley Shipp's performance as Jay.
Do you want to do damage control? Apologize now.
No, I don't have an analogy for you. I'm sorry.
I just want to say... that his performance was great. I don't like the character of Jay. That's all.
Okay. I'm into that.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
Do we think that this, now that we're going to be in this timeline for a while, it seems, do we think that we're going to be discovering small and large changes throughout?
I hope we kind of covered it now? I hope so. I think it would be a real waste if we're in this new timeline and like we're staying, that we are every week, something is slightly different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being like, ah, he won president? Damn.
Yeah, like, that would be great.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just had a prediction for something else. But I was reading... Supergirl, because okay. I read a bunch of articles today all about The Flash and where we're going and everything, and they have said that there will be ripple effects of Flashpoint on the other shows as well. So immediately my mind was, in Supergirl, they always refer to the president as a she. And I was like, oh my God, what if they start referring to it as a he now?
No, because they cast Linda Carter.
Linda Carter. Oh, okay. Wonder Woman.
Yeah. I was shaking my head.
They cast Wonder Woman is what you mean.
Which is genius. I was shaking my head at that, just being like, oh my God.
Yes.
It's amazing.
So.
People want Tommy Merlin to be alive. That's a lot of people are like, yeah, Tommy Merlin's going to be alive.
Who's Tommy Merlin? Chicago Med.
No, guys, Tommy Merlin's not.
He's on Chicago Med now, guys.
I was really happy when they asked Alchemy Doc. I keep calling him the Alchemist, like the book. He read The Alchemist and became Dr. Alchemy. He asked, what do you want? And he said he's preparing the world. I want him to keep talking. Just because I really like to know the bad guy's intentions.
What's your plan?
Goal.
What are your goals? What's your 5-year plan? No, but it's also great because the way he talks about what he does, he also says he wants to help people achieve their full potential, which in a normal setting sounds like he wants to do really positive things for the world. But you have a bad guy saying it, but in his mind, he's doing something good. So is he really a bad guy?
It's like, what am I thinking of where they tried to make everyone mutants?
X-Men. You're talking about X-Men 1?
Maybe.
Or are you thinking of...
Oh, it was
Agents
of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
The great X-Men.
Oh, yes.
The
good one. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yes. I'm thinking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
Sorry, we don't talk about Marvel properties here on this show.
I just was going to say that was with that statement. That was my thought was, he's going to give everyone the stupid crystals. Yes.
But it also just sounds like he wants to do such good for the world. He's got a really positive outlook on his plan. And maybe we're judgment here. You know,
you're
maybe
a beautiful soul to see that in him.
Thank you. I like to see the positive in everyone. That's why I choose the wrong guys all the time.
Wait, we can talk about that after. That's the after show. When you say crystals, are you saying the Philosopher's Stone he's holding?
I was talking about Ages of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Because it looked like they showed a stone in his arm.
Yes.
Just one arm singular. They showed a stone that he used for like the magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And are we guessing that's a Philosopher's Stone?
I would imagine so. So the character himself, like his origin in the comics, is he does have the Philosopher's Stone originally owned by Merlin. This show has never had magic yet. So I'm really wondering how they're going to explain that. I mean, I only know of one way to get a Philosopher's Stone, and that is to gather a bunch of souls and then transmute them into a fine red liquid, and then transmute the liquid into a stone.
That's how I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I make them all the time.
So
I see it on Pinterest.
But yeah, it, you know, if you don't do it right, you get stuck beyond the gate, you lose your arm, and your leg doesn't mm-hmm. matter. Anyways.
Wait, so then maybe that's the thing, because his arm, when we see him at the end...
Just so everyone knows, Tari is referencing Full Metal Alchemist.
Yes.
Never mind. Thanks. Thank you, Steven.
Before you guys actually start, like, you know, making predictions based on this.
Yeah. Jerk.
That's Steven in the booth.
Cool dude in the chat says, Dr. Alchemy making America Earth One again. There's a lot of people comparing him to Trump.
Now I feel bad for supporting
Alchemy. Okay, wait, you were saying that we've not yet seen, like, magic, although... Yes. Wouldn't you not call, like, Hawk Girl and Hawk Guy? Is that not veering in magic territory and the villain that they fought in Legends of Tomorrow?
And Arrow kind of, has
But they
kind of
came
magic.
From Arrow, and Arrow has dealt with magic, but this world hasn't really. I mean, we just have the metas here.
I'm also not sure. I don't remember from Legends if they had talked about... the materials that were in the comet that allowed them to have their regeneration. And because essentially it was like Thanagarian, yes, they did. They talked about it. And that was what gave them their power. So it wasn't even really like a magic thing. It was just an alien thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a chance that this Philosopher's Stone is also an alien artifact or something like that.
Well, alchemy so far has traveled between timelines, so he could have traveled from something else.
It's true.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to talk about any kisses that happened between Barry and Iris?
I like that he finally is having another first kiss.
It's the third time.
It's the third first
Third
kiss.
Time's the charm. I'm sure he'll find a way to erase it, though.
Yeah, I would really like it if he erases it. If they don't kiss again and he erases it again. Because, like, that's hilarious and sad.
That was the best line of the show tonight when he tells Felicity, I've already erased the two times that we've kissed now.
I would vote for the best line as, you're like pudding. Everyone likes pudding.
Yeah, then I started thinking of someone who says puddin' a lot, and I was like, what? Are we doing that?
Puddin' Ted Wilson?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you.
I got it.
Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Harley Quinn.
God, moving I wanted on. To love that movie so bad.
Moving on.
All right.
Moving on.
Let's transfer into... We're happy with the kiss, yada, yada, yada. Let's go to some predictions.
Oh, no, we're really happy with the kiss.
Yes, yeah, very we're happy very excited. With the kiss. Yeah, very yeah. excited this is finally happening.
We're in agreement.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Yay, kiss.
Predictions.
I just didn't know that there's anything else to add. We've been building up to it. We're happy.
We've been waiting for it, and it happened.
I hope it gets erased again.
You're a pessimist. It's disgusting.
Believe in love. Just believe.
I believe in love.
Last thing, though, to Yell's point about the hand at the end, it is a weird hand that we saw.
Yes. Irrelevant to what you were saying, jerk.
This is the hand that got Clarice in the jail.
Yeah, that we've decided is not...
Alchemy?
No, did not kill him.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
As far as we know so far.
Yeah, because we haven't seen the body.
Right.
Yeah.
But do we think it was Alchemy's hand, actually?
I think so. I feel like Alchemy's in a suit.
Okay, I didn't know if he was sending somebody to kill.
Maybe.
He's in a suit.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like he's in a suit. I mean, especially with his stupid triangle
with
head.
His mask covering his face makes me, like, wonder if he's, like, an alien. Like, you know.
Well, I feel like with everyone's Draco theory that he is Alchemy.
That just has to be a red herring, right?
I think so.
It's Damian Dark.
Yeah, someone else said that they're very similar.
It is kind of similar, and they have said that part of this crossover event and everything or something like that, like a Damian Dark is coming back at some point.
He's so. On Arrow. Who is that?
Oh, don't make me think of the actor's name.
Tin Man. He's Tin Man.
The not John Barrowman one?
Neil McDonough.
Yes.
Neil McDonough.
Neil McNeil. Cool. Tari, what are your specific predictions?
I actually have based on this episode, so there was a moment when everyone got a notification about the rival, and they all rushed out of the house, and then it was just Barry sitting...
Wally.
Not Barry, yes. It was just Wally sitting there alone.
Doing the dishes.
And now that we have a more advanced Cisco, and we have Killer Frost Caitlin, Wally's at this point going to be the only person without superpowers, and he's going to be the only one who's not actively taking a role in these foiling of plans. So I have a theory, or at least I would love to see Wally turn to alchemy in order to get his powers.
Mm. But that would assume that he knows he has them somewhere, or right. has had
well,
them.
But alchemy is reaching out to people who had yeah. powers in the previous one. So there's a chance that he could seek Wally out and try to turn him.
I like it.
And to kind of, piggyback off of that, because with Jesse Quick coming in next week, I think that will also spark something in him of like, you know, you hear him say like, you're a speedster now. And so really everyone now has powers except for him. So mm-hmm. I could see that being the big draw of him trying to go find it elsewhere.
Did yeah. we see a Wally on Jesse Quick's world, Earth 2?
No.
No.
It could also be a, like, Wally, like, you're a speedster also. Like, she could be the one that reveals it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The chat, Cedric says, is Dr. Alchemy even a guy? Which is an excellent question. And we think that the hand is the hand that wrote alchemy on the mirrors and the windows and whatnot. Mm. Maybe the arm is Savitar? Is that a character?
Yes.
Okay. Keith says Cisco's brother is alchemy. And Stormy lets us know that Damian Dark is going to be on Legends.
Oh, wow.
And somebody will not let the idea of Tommy being alchemy die. And they said, I will not let this die.
It really would be awesome to see Tommy Merlin just, boom, I'm back, bitches.
Those are the things in the...
We just filmed the character corner for The Rival for Popcorn Talk.
Ooh.
And Mike Kalinowski is a big, big DC guy, and he was saying that he's thinking it's either going to be alchemy or, like, Dr. Alchemy or Mirror Master, because it's on a mirror. Perhaps they could bring that back in.
Ah, okay.
That is a character that we will see this season, too.
Yes.
Right. Because they cast Joaquin Phoenix-looking guy, Damon something. Damon Gray, I think.
Yeah, Damon Gray.
Cool, what's thanks, Jared.
Oh, it's Gray Damon.
Gray Damon. That's the way.
I'm excited to see Harrison Wells come back. Does anybody have any specific things, though, to mention?
It's a little creepy. The way he was saying, run, Jesse, run. It worked with Barry, but for some reason when you put his daughter there, and if you close your eyes, it just seemed a little...
I disagree
with
that.
Not safe for work. I don't know.
She's running.
I know, but it just like... It
Girl, have you been watching too much SVU? Come
or
on.
Maybe, I don't know. The presidential debate?
Maybe, I don't know. But all of a sudden I was just like, that was strangely sexual in some way.
Okay, that's not true.
I'm really excited for this season. It's just everything has been so far great and like set up for goodness. And I'm just really excited.
It's just so fresh and new. I'm in the phase of my life right now where I hate everything. And so for this to have like this jolt of new energy, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sorry. Everyone's saying that Mirror Master is in the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And Malfoy, I feel like he's either going to join the team or die by end of season, but I don't think he's the villain.
I think they're setting him up to be a villain, but he's not.
Alchemy.
Yeah.
I see.
I think that he is
not a villain.
Has good intentions. Although you called alchemy.
So does alchemy. in his twisted mind. Oh, really? It's a very hilarious. Positive guy there.
Let's call it a wrap.
Yeah.
And scene. Tari, where can everybody find you on social media until next time?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Tari J. It's TauriJay.
I'm Yael Teagle. You can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. I also have a podcast. It is free. It's on iTunes. It's called Intimate Interrogations. Sometimes it is filthy. Sometimes it is not. But you can check it out. It's also now on Stitcher.
And I'm Tiana Hobson. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Tiana Hobson.
And I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. I also have a podcast called LGBT Q&A, interviewing different members of the queer community. And once again, this episode of The After Show is sponsored by Rush. Rush is a series directed by the top action filmmakers at Corridor Digital, and it's a really cool story of soldiers fighting against all odds in a war-torn nation. It stars Stephen Ogg from Grand Theft Auto 5 and The Walking Dead, as well as Lou Ferrigno. And the first episodes are available on the Go90 app and the website go90.com. Check it out. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.